You know, I really don't know what else to tell people, but I've decoded this thing to the hilt. And your body's stuck in time. Your natural is stuck in the repeat daily cycle, simulated training program, whatever you want to call it, video game, cartoon land simulation. You can see it's cartoon land because all the politics and all the news and all the insanity around you. People are in legalism. Most of the reason of insanity is legalism. They're trying to be keep some kind of rule or match up with some kind of works, levels, ranks, grades, rating. They're trying to match up to some kind of man-made rule that they never can attain, and nobody else under them can either. And so this legalistic system tries to distract people from what they really are in Christ. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. So every day that you wake up, it's the same day. You just take up your cross and repeat the cycle. You're looking unto Jesus. You're waiting for the rapture. You can set goals, but if they don't come to pass, don't let it bother you. Be content where you're at. Set some goals. Work hard to get there. But know once you get there, there's going to be more problems when you get there. No matter where you go, what you do, man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward, you know. If you're married, stay married. If you're single, stay single. Unless you just can't. Life's got enough troubles in it in and of itself. You know, people, if you're single and you get married, a lot of people say, oh, I wish I'd have stayed single. If you're married and then you go single, you get a divorce, oh, I wish I'd have stayed married. You know, it's no matter what people do, you have a good job and you quit and go there, I wish I'd have stayed at that job. Or I missed that opportunity. I should have took that job, or I should have moved here, or I should have done this or that. Or if you live that way, you'll never be happy. You'll always be discontent. Be content wherever you are, you know. I promise you. I promise you. It's a fractal hologram, and no matter where you go, it's the same storylines happening over and over, repeating over and over. The reason you know it's true, because the Bible says the things of old were written for your admonition today. Everything that happened of old is happening now. You already know what's going to happen because it's already happened. You already know AI, they're always trying to put people in fear. AI, that's the game of the devil, try to put you in fear. AI is going to take all the jobs. Oh no, it's the end of the world. It's the end of that. It's the end of the sky is falling. The sky is falling. They're always trying to put you in fear. You know, even Alex Jones is part of them. The New World Order is going to take over. Well, the New World Order has always been here. The hive mind has always been here. You didn't know that ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, they're all working together. You didn't know that. It's all a big game. It's all a big legalistic game. So whatever you're doing, be content wherever you're at. The grass is never greener over on the other side. Never. And I mean never. The outside is just to change the inside. Everything you face off with is a derivative from the Word, a derivative from the Logos, who spoke it all into existence. Everything is off river from that source. And so no matter what you look at or face off with, a person, a people, place, or thing, or concept, or idea, or ideology, or whatever it is, cultism, whatever you face off with, it's a turning machine to turn you into a new creature. Yes, the Word of God is turning you, and as you digest the Word, you change, but you also are being changed every, because you're in the Word. You're in a 3D version of it, and so it's all a process of, same process, sanctification, setting you apart, making you wise. If you'll listen, when you get stuck somewhere, it's the same stuff keeps hitting you over and over because you're not listening, you're not seeing it.